Hello, Professor Snape. I saw the note on my essay to see you after class, so here I am. I don't understand, though. There wasn't a grade on the paper. I was expecting a good one, too. I'm the best student in your Defense Against the Dark Arts class. And this essay was at least as good as my previous ones. Plagiarism! Of course I would not steal anyone else's work, Professor. I wouldn't even know how to go about that kind of thing anyway. The Weasley brothers. Well, I suppose one could start there if one did want to cheat like that. But I would never do that. You know I am ever so smart, sir. I perform excellently in all of my classes, yours included. I expect to be head girl next year. Surely you don't think that is due to cheating? Hermione Granger does not cheat. Well, if that last paper didn't seem like my normal work, I was trying out some different writing styles. Plus, it's been a very hard week, what with all the tests going on and the competition with House Slytherin. I guess the paper wasn't my best work. It was a bit rushed, so perhaps it doesn't deserve top marks. One grade won't bring me down too far in your class. A zero? I can't have a zero on that paper, Professor Snape. You know it's a quarter of my grade. I would end up with an absolutely horrible grade in the rest of the class, despite... I would fail the class. You can't be serious. I would be thrown out of Hogwarts. All over a paper you claim I didn't write, yet you have no proof. What? Yes, I brought my paper with me, like you said. I'll just lay it on your desk here. Compare it to that one. Okay. Okay, there are certain similarities, but that's just coincidence. Oh, dear. Well, how do you know this person didn't copy me? Check the date. But mine was just written within the week. Oh, you mean this other copy? Oh. That long ago. Well, perhaps they could see into the future, and they tried to find the best possible paper they could to copy from. And this is all... That's your name on this essay. My essay is a copy of one you submitted for this class when you were a student. I am going to kill those Weasley brothers. Maybe even Ron, too, just on principle. Please, Professor. This isn't me. I was desperate. This is the first time I've tried anything like this, and most definitely the last. I just need one more chance to write my own paper before you fail me and I am expelled from Hogwarts. Points? You'd also take points away from my house? Then everyone would know what I did. And that many points could cost them so much. Please, Professor, give me 1 week and I can do a proper paper. I'm all caught up now. I will make a perfect paper, guaranteed. I'll even take points against it for being so late. But you have to let me give it a proper try this time. I can't fail out of Hogwarts. The friends I've made here, like Ron and Harry and all the others. Then there's all of the wonderful things that I'm learning. Please, Professor, I'd do anything for the chance to do this essay over. Well, I'd clean the chalkboards for the rest of the year, for one. I'd do extra credit, too. I could write an essay about a different dark curse every week, if you'd like. You were thinking of something more personal. I suppose I could help clean up this office of yours. It's very dark and very messy. I could even clean up your room for you, if you'd like. When you are too busy to make it to the dining hall, I could bring you some food. Well, I was more thinking of myself as your house elf, although I guess technically most are slaves. Fine, we'll call me your slave then. I will do everything for you that I can, in exchange for you giving me another chance with that paper. Now, should I fetch you some food? It is dinner time, after all. Then perhaps I could clean this place up a little. What's this? A potion? You expect me to drink this without knowing what it is? But I guess I don't have a choice. And there's only so much you can do to me. I'm your student, after all. Oh, that actually wasn't bad. And so far, it hasn't polymorphed me or anything like that. Take off my robes? I suppose I might as well. They are warm enough, as it is, and if you have me do anything at all strenuous, they will be absolutely stifling. Sometimes even this uniform is too warm when we're in the greenhouse or something like that. Especially this great jumper we always have to wear. Oh, you don't mind if I take that off, too? I won't get in trouble, will I? I assume you have something vigorous for me to do that would make this far too warm. Alphabetizing your books, maybe. But never mind that. Let me take it off, lest you think that I'm not cooperating. Ah, much better. It's cold in the castle, but I'm always so busy and in such a hurry, I never have trouble keeping warm. Now, how can I prove I deserve a second chance on my essay? The tattoo? Sure. I hate those things, almost as much as the boys do. Now you want me to unbutton my blouse. It's not that warm. And you know as well as I do that the girls' uniforms don't have anything other than a bra under it. You're serious? You want me to unbutton my blouse? That sort of thing is most improper, Professor, and you know that. I can't. No, I don't want to fail your class. I suppose I could unbutton my blouse a little bit. Just a couple of buttons won't do any harm. All of them. Are you sure? No, I'm not saying I won't. I'll do it. Yes, it's a scarlet and gold bra. I was just showing support for Gryffindor. I never expected anyone outside the other girls to know about it. But now that you've seen it, can we talk about my makeup essay? I can button this up now, right? You want to see my breasts? Professor, that's a severe violation of school policy. But I do want to pass your class. I don't really have a choice, I guess. Could you cast Alohomora on my bra clasp? I don't think I can undo it otherwise without taking off my shirt. Thank you. So, I'll lift up my bra now, so you can get a look. But this feels so wrong. No boy has seen these, Professor. I don't even feel right about letting other girls see them. And here I am, showing them off to a man old enough to be my father. This is enough to get you to forget about my essay, isn't it? Now you want to see my bum. I should have known that was coming. I don't have to take off my skirt, though, do I? You're okay with me just bending over the stack of books and lifting it up? I'm wearing tights underneath, but you knew that. It's either stockings or tights for the girls' uniform, and tights are so much easier, and warmer. But I'm starting to feel so cold now, because I think I know where this is going. You want me to pull my tights down, don't you? If I don't, I will fail out of your class and Hogwarts. I'll have to go back to living in the Muggle world and teaching myself magic on my own. I won't be able to achieve my full potential. I will pull them down. See? All the way down to my knees. I can't let you fail me. So, there's my bum. I guess maybe it's a good one. Boys always seem to be looking at it, and at my breasts. Even my friends. I pretend to get mad sometimes, but depending on who it is, that's not always true. But you... I never saw you looking at me. But you must have, to want me to do this now. Except I never wanted you to. I would have been furious for real had you looked at me like the boys do. I would have complained to the headmaster, especially about you. You aren't one of my favorite professors, and I'm definitely not one of your favorite students. Maybe that is why you're doing this to me now. Well, you are presumably attracted to me, to my body, at least. You like me on that level, even while we don't get along on an intellectual one. And now I am at your mercy. I have no choice but to do anything you want, because my entire future is in your hands. You're going to have sex with me now, aren't you? That would really put me in my place. Take some of the fire out of me, at least when I'm around you. I suppose you pretty much have to see how far your power over me extends. Yes, you're standing up now, and you never told me it was okay to pull up my tights. You'd tell me if it was okay to do that, wouldn't you? But that potion... You wouldn't have made me drink it if it was in your intention just to look, because I can feel it now. Or rather, I can't deny what it is doing to me any longer. It's maybe some variation on a love potion. Except it just arouses me. It doesn't make me feel anything for you. It doesn't make me want you. But it gets my body ready. It makes my body feel hot, even in this damp little room and your cold stare. It's also making me wet. So very, very wet. But you can see that, can't you? Of course, you know your potions even better than I do. You know what this is doing to my body. You can see the drop of moisture running down my thigh. Oh, was that your zipper? Of course it was. That has to happen if you're going to go through with this. If this isn't just something to teach me a lesson. Well, it's to teach me a lesson no matter what happens, I guess. It's just how far you're willing to go to do it, or to satisfy your own dark desires in my young body. Who is to defend when the defense against the dark arts teacher is the one on the attack? You're pressed up behind me. I should run away. I should try a spell. But neither of those things would keep me from getting expelled. Only this will. It's the only reason I'm letting you do this. Were you a kinder man, you'd at least have given me a potion that wouldn't make me mind as much. You did it. You took me, and my virginity, so easily. Even though I was tensed up, your damned potion made the way easy for you. And now you are inside of me. Taking what I should have given to my first love, had I the foresight. Thrusting yourself into my body from behind again and again while it shamelessly accepts your ravaging manhood. Now your fingers grab onto my hips, digging into them as you hold me in place against your rutting. Do what you want to my body. Whatever I must do to keep from failing, I will do. It doesn't matter how degrading or perverse it is. I will not let anything get in my way. Even my innocence. But perhaps your potion does make it easier for me. More so than just making me aroused. It's making me enjoy it, too. That has to be it. If it isn't that, please don't tell me. Let that be a secret. Don't let me think that I'm enjoying this on my own, Professor. You already have what you want. Leave me at least some dignity. At least as much dignity as I can have while moaning on your cock like a whore. My body accepts you now. Craves you. It moves with you and tries to draw more pleasure from what you're doing to me. You're going to make me yield to you. You're going to make me orgasm, even while being ravished against my will. Despite my disgust and my shame, you're going to make me act like a slut to your lusts. Oh, Professor, do whatever you're going to do. Come inside me if you have to. I won't stop you. I can't. Any more than I can stop what my own body will do if you keep going. But a girl can't help certain things. Especially when dark magic is involved. I'm not... Oh, God. Don't stop. It's all the potion. All. Oh. Please tell me that I can read you the essay now, Professor. That I won't be expelled. Not after all of that. Oh, thank you, Professor. I wasn't sure if I could trust you or not. But now that we have a certain agreement between us, well, there are certain spells that aren't supposed to be taught to us students. Books we aren't supposed to be allowed to read. Ingredients for potions that are kept under your protection. Perhaps you could help me with all of those things in exchange for my continued, shall we say, cooperation. Then we have a deal, Professor. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't want any of this, and I certainly wouldn't continue if this were not a unique opportunity for me to expand my education beyond that of a normal student. Then I can become the greatest witch to ever graduate from Hogwarts, perhaps even the greatest witch in the world. With that at stake, I guess I won't complain about what you make me do, so long as I can accomplish that. What's this, Professor? A gift for me already. A very old book. Aphrodite Lovegood's Book of Tantric Magics. Oh, Professor, this is a wonderful book. No one teaches the sexual magics anymore. I will be the only one who knows these spells. I can begin studying them as soon as I am finished with my essay. All of these spells will require a partner, though. And there's only one person in all of Hogwarts I dare practice these things with now. I guess you're going to be teaching me a lot more than just the dark arts, Professor. But watch out. I may just teach you a thing or two myself.